It began at about 9:15 Thursday morning on the westbound Lloyd Expressway at Fulton Avenue when a vehicle failed to stop for a Vandenberg County Sheriff's deputy. The chase soon left the Lloyd and continued on several west side streets. At one point, a handgun and other items were tossed from the vehicle on the Maryland Street Bridge. Officers recovered the weapon. Sheriff's Lieutenant Matt Schnell says that was a factor in continuing the chase.
Fortunately, being in the middle of the day, there wasn't a lot of traffic. There wasn't a lot of pedestrian traffic, which is why it went on as long as what it did. Also, what caused it to go on a little bit longer was the person threw out a firearm during the pursuit.
Schnell said an incident by Cedar Trace Apartments off 7th Avenue was a factor as well.
Also, during the pursuit, he pulled into a parking lot in an apartment complex, and his passenger tried to jump out while the vehicle was moving, fell to the ground, also sustained some injuries, so that was another reason why we wanted to get him in custody.
A short time later, the vehicle crashed into a fire hydrant and a street sign at Grove and Shanklin. Officers took the driver into custody and to the Vandenberg County Jail. There was no word of any charges against the passenger who jumped out. For WNIN News, I'm John Gibson.